Foul Monkeys fans. You have spent your whole life listening to this show, enjoying it to the point of returning to listen every time a new episode comes out. Yet, you don't seem to share the laughter with other people. You keep it to yourself for your own selfish pleasure. The device that you are wearing contains 2 6-inch stainless steel rods that are set to be driven into your eye sockets and straight into your brain, instantly killing you. The only way to stop the device from impaling both eyes and your brain is to tell 10 people about the show you have been so selfishly keeping to yourself. Laugh or die. The choice is yours. Time starts now.
You asked that we call at the end of your show. I don't have the ninja with me because I just got off work, and I sound like shit because I have a stuffed nose, which sucks. But I just wanted to say that I absolutely love you, and also, why should any of your straight listeners, even give a fuck if you talk about gay sex? Hello, you're gay. Talk about gay sex. What do I care? And hey, girls enjoy anal too. Bye.
Hey, Herb.
Hey, Ricky.
You know girls enjoy anal too.
So I heard.
Apparently. That was Lala from Pink Geek.
From Pink Geek.
Pink Geek.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, bitches.
This is Ricky.
This is Herb, and this is episode 75.
I just got back from my African class, so I thought I would do a little bit of African talk right now.
Tell me your teacher's black.
Oh, he's African.
For real?
Yeah, he's from Africa.
Not for play?
No, not for play. He doesn't get paid to play.
Okay, good.
But this is how you say welcome to Foul Monkeys in Africa.
You know there's more than one country in Africa, right?
I know. There's over actually 270 languages in Africa.
Yeah, it's crazy shit, man.
Could you imagine living in the same country, but then not even speaking the same language?
Yeah, go to Miami. It's so
that
true,
is
man.
So rude.
No, it's true. Dude, English is the minority there, and I have no problem with Spanish, but not when I like, it's fine when you go to McDonald's or something, or Wendy's, and there's somebody who, who only knows English as far as the menu items at Wendy's, but it's bad when you go to the bank and, Cuban and Puerto Rican people who speak no English at all are handling your, American money with American presidents on them and don't know how to use any of that, really, and understand what you're saying when you say, hey, I want to take this much out or whatever. That's bad.
No habla español.
Exactly.
So, Lala called in, and where's the ninja?
Lala's, the name of that VJ on MTV. Hey, bitches, my name is Lala, and this is the new JC video. Y'all better watch that shit, motherfucker. That's Lala. That's what I think of when I hear Lala.
I want to know what her sister's ninja. I want to know if she's, all ninja. Crazy or something.
Yeah, if she wears ninja gear.
I don't know. I don't think she does. She just calls herself ninja. call myself...
Ricardo Bertin.
Ricardo Armando Bertin.
I call myself Herb.
Same yeah, thing. Herb.
Even though nothing about me has anything to do with Herb.
Herbalition definition make the boys go loco.
Ace to the E to the RV. Hell yeah. So, should I have white dice with, like, black, you know, holes, like white fuzzy dice in my car. Should I get black fuzzy dice instead with white dots?
Or should Your I keep car's the white, ones? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely keep the white dice with the black dots.
Okay, that's what I have. It looks good. I was just thinking, no, they're only like, saying, it's like a buck.
I'm not saying that white people are better than black people, and that's why the whole white dice should be that way.
You know, no, because, but just like,
you know,
color...
we're racist. Racist!
No, but color, you know, color matching whatever, it probably looks better. So,
yeah, I'm thinking white on black.
White on black action.
Mm-hmm.
Ebony on ivory love.
I went through my black boy stage. I told you about that, right?
Yeah, you're like one.
One? What are you talking about? 1 year.
Oh, shit!
The secrets come out on the days of foul monkeys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had several black boyfriends.
That's cool.
But, like, everyone that I met were very, like, stereotypical, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
like all the ones that I met, like, they lied, first of all. They didn't have cars, or their car was in the shop, or
it wasn't theirs and they had it.
Right, like they rented that shit out or something.
No, I'm implying that they stole it. I thought you would get that in like 2 seconds.
I don't
I'm
know
sorry.
Her. I don't know you. Yeah. So when they come killing you, don't cry my name. No, but like also like they were on the down low. I dated a couple that were on the down low and I had no idea. And I'm like, how are
you
on the down? Like they're on the down low as in they were girlfriends,
now.
You know?
Right, right.
And I was like,
oh, that's my roommate.
I was like, yeah, I was like,
he's my drug dealer.
How are you on the down low if I can tell you're gay as shit?
Right. Exactly. But you know, my friend Samantha. Contrary to your friend Samantha, because I know that'll start to get confusing. Yesterday, she's like, she's hanging out with me and AJ, and she's like, she looks at AJ and she's like, yeah, you could definitely pass her straight. Then she looks at me and she's like, you not so much. I'm like,
oh!
Bitch, what? I don't know. It's just like she's like the only person who's actually seen through. But that's probably because she already knows.
Uh huh.
But I don't know. I don't want to come off straight or gay.
You just want to come off as Herb.
There you go.
You just want everybody to know Herb, and that's it. Not gay Herb, not straight Herb, not big dick dong Herb.
Well, that one's okay.
Oh.
I need to go to Mervyn's tonight because
it's really
I want
big people. It's really
shut up. I need to go to Mervyn's tonight because I need to find those fucking Heely shoes, the ones with the wheels, you know, the kids skating around and tripping all over the place. I want some. They make them, the largest size they make, I'm at the website, is men's 12. So I'm like, bitch, I need to get some of those and skate around Walmart.
What do you think I would, do you think I would look, like, super fat in those?
Well, I think you would look funny skating around in them because you're, like, 29 and, you know, like... not 8 years old, but
ouch.
No, it would just look funny because I mean, I don't know.
Well, Drew Domkus from the Don and Drew show, he has them and he's 32.
Right on.
But he's also like alternative looking.
Well, what do you mean would they make you look fat in them?
Like when I look stupid rolling in them.
I think everybody looks stupid rolling in them. That's not the point. I just think it's fun. Like to me, it's like, when I saw kids have that the first time, I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, kids are too lazy to pick up skateboards now and learn. But,
and now you're like, I'm tired of falling.
No, I like skating. It's just like, I can't bring out my skateboard and skate around the butter section at work when I'm stocking shit. So after I watched Employee of the Month and Dane Cook had him, I was like, dude. Because he was like skating around at work doing the store thing. I'm like, yeah, I could do that for Sizzle.
That would just be fun just to go around and do that. Just skate all day.
Yeah. Especially like at work, it would help me get stuff done really fast because all the floors everywhere I'm at is tile. So I could like carry stuff around and skate real quick.
Yeah, but what if you're like stocking the eggs and you just like fell over and like broke all the eggs all over the place?
Well, that's what I was just going to say, but yeah, that'd be funny. It's okay.
So I might have to go look at them and see if I can get some shoes, that is.
Yeah, I hear they sell them at Mervyn's and at Champs and at places like that. But they're like $80 though.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, shit, man. I could make my own shoe with a ghetto-ass wheel.
Aren't you supposed
for, like,
to, like... Oh, breaking news, breaking news.
What's that?
Everyone, Herb is supposed to come see me, but he won't tell me what day it is, and it's really aggravating the hell out of me.
They already know that, and it's funny, because I told him to stop asking me.
What?
Remember, I was like, you gotta stop asking me, baby, because...
No, they don't know about that. I've never said
that
to them.
Yeah. They know when on... we talking about I don't listen to the shows. You don't listen to the shows. AJ was over here, and he was on our show on episode 73.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, Herb, he's coming to fucking see me. He won't tell me what the fuck it is. And AJ didn't say
Everyone
anything.
Everyone needs to bribe Herb. If you'll get him a pair of Heelys, he will tell you when he's coming.
If you guys all pitch in $5 after, like, I don't know how many people, because I'm not good at math, I'll have a pair.
Oh, yeah, that's something to bitch about, because apparently we would have to ask for $5 instead of $1 because the downloads for our show have gone down.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Are we not funny anymore?
No, we gotta get more exciting, man. I was listening to the Adam Carolla show, which I know nobody likes Adam Carolla, but I wasn't listening to the show so much like the people, but rather the way they structure it, and it's like I really wanna try to achieve a show that's more like a professional radio show, because they never miss a beat. Plus, there's like three people. It's like Adam Carolla, that Danny Bonaducci guy, who has like his own TV show or whatever, and then some girl. And
yeah, he's a big druggie. He was from the Partridge Family, the redhead
guy.
Dude,
totally. Yeah, he's kind of cute too, but you know, minus the drugs and the 49 years old or whatever.
And what about the crater face and the red hair? Oh, you love red hair, though.
I love red hair. I don't care about the
you
face.
You like redheaded chubby boys.
Yeah, I do.
Too
well,
bad
he's
I'm not
really
redheaded.
Chubby. He's like buff, but I guess he was chubby or something.
Too bad I'm not redheaded.
Well, you are in some places. But anyway, so the shows the show's real good and they're real fast and they're
I die.
Oh shit. Well, you could have fooled me.
I know.
It was dark. I don't know. With the lights off. I don't know.
don't
so I don't know.
We're having sex in the bar. Come on now. Oh.
This ain't no bear event. it's bear-alicious.
Bear-alicious?
B-A-R.
To the E.
Yeah.
To the A-R.
Every time I hear that, though, I always think of, like, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. I don't think of, like, the Fergie song. I think of Shit is Bananas. Yo. I don't know. So anyway, I don't know. Their show runs really smoothly. They got three people. They have a ton of people just calling up live, like, all the time, and they're funny. I mean, they
and
just
I'm
go
sure
on and
they
on
have
and on.
People controlling their soundboard and their microphones and all that crap.
Oh, well, yeah, but I know. I'm just saying, like, not all the fancy-smancy, you know, guest star, you know, licensed music shit. I'm just saying the way they structure their show, I would, like, that's, like, a goal of mine in my head. That's, like, what I want to achieve, to have it that smooth and to have it that transitional.
But to make it that easy, it's going to require you to actually, like, be here in front of me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be even harder if you're, like,
in front of you?
In front of me under my desk.
you mean downward?
Whoops. Yeah, that's
then I'll really...
That's a microphone, okay.
Then I'll really be able to see your red hair.
Ooh, we're being dirty tonight.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
I guess it's making up for last night, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's not really Friday night, but it might be when we post this show. I don't know.
No, I'm going to wait until there's like 600 downloads. I'm going to make these bitches wait.
So next year?
This shit is free. Speaking
All
of
right,
free.
So, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to say something?
No, what's free besides sex?
Well, you know, nothing's free, actually. So,
wink.
I want to let everybody know that we are starting to run out of room on our host server.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, that means, since we don't have enough listeners to support us...
That means you can't always get what you want!
We are actually, I'm going to say in 2 weeks, after this show airs, I will be removing episodes 1 through 25 from the server so that we'll be able to add more shows on. And probably the only way to be able to get those 1 through 25, if you're a new listener, is to either beg me, send me a picture of your cock. Video is great, but if you can't do that, then you're going to end up going to be paying for it.
Or make a booty call in the middle of the night if you're close enough.
That's hot. Maybe we can do a three-way on the phone.
Oh, fuck yeah.
On Skype, and then record it, and then put it up on the website.
And then advertise Skype like, hey, everybody, have you had Skype sex today?
Threesome, you know, like, from Ricky and her. Yeah,
it'll be like a new, like a MySpace thing. Yeah, everybody talks about MySpace. It'll be like, dude, did you like Skype sex last night? Dude, totally, man. I met this hot chick, and then she had a penis, and it was hotter.
Oh, yeah, and she was on the rag. She told me all about it.
Exactly.
She told me how she was finger-banging herself, and just red fingers came all out of her.
Oh, my goodness.
How do girls like that, la la?
So contact Ricky. He'll have all the shows if you want to listen to the early ones, which apparently, ouch.
Whoa.
Which apparently, number 4 was our most downloaded show.
Oh yeah,
in China.
I don't know why, yeah. But they love that episode.
So
let me get the name of it real quick so they can, you know, get that. Episode 4, right?
Uh-huh.
Episode 4 in the morning. That was...
It's 6 in the morning.
I said foe, okay? It's my song.
Howdy foe.
It's Gina's Hummer and More. That's the episode where Gina was talking about how she caused Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver to break up because she gave him like the best Hummer ever.
Arnold Schwarzenegger!
But I want people to actually go down to our first episode, which is a pilot episode, and I want you to hear that because I want them to hear the difference of today than in April.
Right.
Because April, there is a big difference, and our subject is different. Actually, the pilot episode is where our Sweatin' for Jesus comes from,
right?
Which we really haven't talked about a lot. We need to do a Sweatin' for Jesus song.
Sweatin' for Jesus.
I'm sweating for Jesus.
That was so good. Oh, my goodness. My friend Samantha would be like, oh, you definitely.
I'd be like, sis, Samantha, what are you talking about?
And that's gay.
I'm not gay. I'm just extremely happy and rich.
Dude, I swear to God, my friend, I have this friend through work who has this brother who is like the gayest guy ever.
And when you say gay, you mean?
I mean faggotry. I mean, his level of faggotry is like fucking, I don't even know. I don't even, that guy that does Celebrity Fit Club, that loser.
Oh, Ant?
The comedian guy who's not funny and way too gay for his own good.
You don't think he's cute? He's chubby?
No, he's too gay.
He's like, chubby.
It's like, dude, what are you wearing? What is that? That's like not even gay. I don't even have a fashion sense, and that's bad. What the hell? He wears like these like button up like plaid like fucking Murphy Brown looking shit. It's like, I don't know. And yes, I did just bust a Murphy Brown reference.
Not Murphy Brown. You weren't even alive when Murphy Brown was on.
Yeah, I was. That's
you were born in 85.
Uh huh.
Yeah, the show came on like 82 or something. Whatever. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't that late.
Yeah, you got Alzheimer's, Mr. Oldie.
Oh, ow.
I'm just fucking with you.
Wow. That's nice. I guess the show's over. Fuck you, bitches. Bye.
Oh, shit. Click.
God damn. What was that?
Me clicking the show off?
Oh, I thought you farted into the microphone.
Oh, I can.
Do it. I want to hear it. That gets me off. Not so much.
Okay, that's my mouth.
A little bit more liquid.
Oh, like... That was more than I thought. I was fucking drool on my keyboard. Damn. All right, so... okay, so this guy's... My friend's brother is like... I hate when people like can't just be real with themselves about lots of things. You know, it doesn't have to be something big like gay or I'm really black or I'm really not from the ghetto or whatever. Just, you know, like... People can't just accept like the truths that are themselves because they don't want to face it or whatever. And it's like, look, it's gonna like, come out some way. You might as well do it now and save yourself the trouble. So this guy Stefan, already it's like fag. Who names their kid Stefan? How about Steven? It's like S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Right.
And so they call him... Right, but they call him Steph, as in Stephanie, as in gay.
Well, I think the name, that or that spelling of the name is supposed to be spelled, I mean, said like that.
No, I know, but it's like, don't name your kid that. and he talks, I mean, he's just like, it's just, he has all signs about this guy point to gay. Everything. We were playing Xbox, and, you know, on Xbox you can listen to your own music while you play games. So, I was just going through some of my music to pick something while we were playing.
And you pulled out Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again.
No, no. Remember, I'm not gay.
You pulled out TLC. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Everybody likes that. No. Listen, I pulled out Daft Punk, and
Around
that
the
one
world.
More. No. That One More Time song came on again, and in like 10 seconds, he's like, "Oh my god, I like this. Oh my god, this is good music." And it's like, yeah, gay. He like never heard of them, but he liked it in 10 seconds. Daft Punk is gay music. I love them to death. I think they're amazing DJs. I think it's some of the bassiest music. It would, like, break your stereo. But Daft Punk is gay. It's, like, gay music. The people who make it aren't gay. It's just, like, these two DJs from France. But, like, it's so gay when you listen to it. It's, like, this is stuff that, yeah, you might bump in the car, but when you get to the stoplight, you turn it down, you know? Because, like, you roll up the windows and shit. Because you don't want to get, like, shot.
Well,
you know,
if
like...
you're, yeah, I was going to say, if you're in Miami, you're rolling up your windows because it's fucking hot or somebody's about to mug your ass.
Either or.
About to chop your ass up with a machete or something.
But, I don't know, he likes that, and he's, like, this really big, they're really big dorks. They're into, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong
God.
With that.
Are they, like, 12?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, I can't tell, Stefan is apparently, like, 20. And I guess Trenton, my friend, is like 21. I could honestly guess them both for like 14 or 15.
Oh my god.
Because they shave, because they don't have any facial hair. They shave it off like they're fucking 12 years old. And they wear, you know, like shorts that go up like halfway all the way. And well, not Trenton. It's basically Stefan. Because Trenton's actually a really cool guy. He's just really quiet. But I don't know. It just bothers me that he's like, oh no, I'm straight. Just that sentence and that tone of voice. It's like, no. Oh, I'm, like, totally straight. Girls are, like, hot, man. Like, totally, dude. Like, bro. And it's like, no, I don't know. I just, it bothers me. I don't like when people aren't real, man. You gotta be real like J-Lo. And I can't go on without you. You know, you gotta be like Ja Rule and
So you
J-Ho.
Just want him to come out and say, Herb, can you please show me the way and fuck me in the ass?
No, he's terribly unattractive to me. I want him to just stop acting. Stop pretending. Just be gay. Be whatever you are. Do it. I don't know. And everybody does that. Everybody has that,
tag
that
it.
Thing. Exactly. We all have like a vice, you know, we all don't want to like admit something, but I thank God.
I didn't want to admit that I had crabs on the last episode and you made me do it anyway.
Yeah, that was funny shit.
You're like, ew. Now it's like
Oh man.
I should not even say Kevin's name because he's the one that gave him to me. But anyway,
well, he just did, so it's over.
Excuse me, I know.
I was watching Your Mama today, and
Your Mama.
I'm telling you that shit is funny. Damn, like
I heard they had like a 9-year-old girl on there one day, and she was like busting them out.
I don't know. She probably could, dude. All the jokes on there are like it's all middle school stuff. You know, it's like. Stuff I remember saying in middle school and hearing in middle school, and that's why it's so funny, because it's, like, nostalgic as hell, because everybody at one time in their life in our generation, you know, anybody who's, like, 30 right now or 18 right now.
Oh, that includes me.
Right, that whole spectrum. We all love your mama jokes at one time or another. Everybody's
Your mama
one.
Is so fat. She saw a school bus going down the street, and she started yelling, "Stop that Twinkie!"
Yeah, today this guy was like, "Yeah, your mama's so fat. I saw a picture of her." No. He goes. Your mama's so fat. Even a picture of her is heavy. I was like, "Shit." That was good. And then remember, Sister Act. He's like, "Your mama's so fat when she sat in the rainbow Skittles popped out."
Oh,
that made me laugh my ass off when I saw Sister Act. I was laughing for like, I laughed all the way till the movie was over. I like don't remember the rest of it. I just remember that. but yeah. So speaking of movies, what did you just see?
We went to go see Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, we kind of went at the same time, but not really, because he's in a different state. And yeah, but I went with my mom. Ricky went on his own. It is awesome.
I went by myself because either all my friends are busy or they're in abusive relationships and their boyfriends don't let them do anything on their own. Samantha.
Let me clear my throat. Yeah, anyway. Yes, but go see it. Pan's Labyrinth. It's a Spanish movie, which I was not aware until I saw it, until you told
me.
It's all in subtitles, but since most people kind of know a little bit of Spanish, for me it was actually pretty easy to follow, even without reading a lot of the time. I understood, like, what they were talking about. Like, not every single word, but I knew, like, the topic of every conversation. It's really violent. It's, like, a very,
It's true... a dark movie.
Yeah, it's a very true fantasy fairy tale, though, because, like, original fairy tales were, like, you know... dark, gruesome shit. And they were supposed to be, like, you know, to amuse not necessarily children all the time. And right. Now, you know, ever since Disney took them over and made them all happy and nice, it's, like, not as bad. But, you know, if you read, like, Alice, you know, The Looking Glass and, like, Alice in Wonderland and things like that, if you read the actual books, they're, like, it's, like, dude, this is some druggy-ass 1960s shit, even though it's way older than that. But you know what I mean? It's, like, very... very over the top and not for kids, but then, you know, the Disney movie's all nice and happy, and yeah, eat mushrooms and get bigger. And it's like, that's not how it really goes.
Yeah,
but...
it's like Snow White and all that crap. You know, the original is nothing
like yeah.
the cartoon.
Yeah, and there's a couple of Disney movies, though, that are like actually original, though, that I think, I mean, I was talking the other day with some friends, and we were trying to figure out which ones weren't from old fables. Like, I know Peter Pan was a book, Jungle Book was a book, Sleeping Beauty was an old story, and so was Cinderella, and so was Snow White. But, like, some of them, like The Fox and the Hound, I don't think that comes from anything. And then, you know, the newer ones.
I think
ones,
that's
like,
a British show, British book.
Is it?
Let me check. Let me look on my sophisticated machine.
Sophisticated machina.
Also known as my computer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so Ricky, what did you do today with your computer? I heard something through the gay vine.
I dropped it on the ground and broke it.
No.
I'm just kidding.
The screen thing.
I have dual screens like Herb.
Yeah. Everybody should do this. It's cool.
It's
I
awesome.
Promise.
It's kind of hard, though.
Yeah, for a Mac, it's a little tougher. You need to buy something. But if you have a PC and you have an extra monitor laying around, like your old one that you ditched because you wanted a nice flat screen one, you can hook it into that monitor or your laptop and have a separate screen to the left or above or to the right or whatever you want it, and then you can, like, connect them together virtually. So basically, when I take, like, my Skype window and drag it up, it goes into the screen that's to the left of me. And now Ricky can do the same thing. It'd be cool. And it didn't cost me any money because I just had an extra monitor in my house.
Well, so, it costed me a little money, but that's okay.
Yeah, but you have a nice new flat screen, though. That's cool.
That's true. I have two flat screens now.
Oh, shit.
I know. I'm the bomb. Tell me about it.
So, Pan's Labyrinth, go see it.
So, like, do you think it's like, what movie, like, do you compare it to? Because I was watching it, and it's something like a movie I've seen before. It's dark. Do you think it's like that movie, what is the Silent Hill? Do you think it's something like that?
Yeah, you know, Pan's Labyrinth is almost like a... like the Secret Garden mixed with like Silent Hill and something having to do with war. It's set in Spain in the 1940s during World War II, and there's like these there's this big barracks where this certain Spanish general runs this place, and he's like this ruthless guy, and he does all these horrible things, and there's these like, you know, he's like mercenary vigilantes around the woods around him that try to take over this barracks, and they're fighting this war and blah, blah, blah. And this girl, the whole movie is this girl finds this like magical fantasy place that doesn't, that's kind of like in her head, but you don't really know because it comes off so real in the movie, but you don't really know. So she basically uses this like fantasy world to kind of help her deal with what's going on. And in a way it kind of helps because her mom's like really sick and all this other stuff. So it's a really cool movie though. It's a lot, very... very gory. Like, it was a lot more intense than I thought. I was like, damn. But after watching it, I'm like, wow. You know, because I always go and see movies like that with my mom, like movies that I wouldn't go see with my friends because I know they wouldn't have the patience or the time for it. You know what I mean? Like you know, like Colin, like my friend Colin, like he would fall asleep like 2 seconds through the movie that I thought Pan's Labyrinth was going to be. But after I finished watching it, I'm like, dude, I would watch this with like, I would bring everybody over and have movie night and watch this. It's fucking badass. It's like, it's very dark. It's like the characters are really cool. I mean, the art direction and the CGI is so good. So some of it looks like real. I mean, it's like, you don't even realize that that's not a puppet or whatever. Like the little, you remember the little thing that she put under the bed?
The root.
That was like fucking real as hell.
I know, right?
And it like moved and stuff. I don't know. That was like incredibly real. I don't know, but entire Spanish cast, Spanish director, very easy to follow, very cool. It's awesome. Go see it. It was only at like 2 theaters here in the entire, almost the entire Phoenix.
They actually, that movie was released a couple weeks ago just to a couple different, to a couple different theaters, and then it was really, I was surprised it came here because it wasn't exposed to.
Right, because it's Lakeland.
Right, because it's Lakeland and everybody's, well, you know,
everybody it's a loves big, the Red Lobster and the Walmart.
You know what? It's a big Spanish community, though, so maybe that's why true. It did come here. Oh, but, The Fox and the Hound is a novel that was in 1967. It follows the lives of two protagonists pitted against each other, a half-blood hound named Copper and a red fox named Todd.
Yep, Copper and Todd. That's pretty much my favorite Disney movie, I think.
There's
I really
10
like that
chapters. Both animal protagonists are presented as reasonably intelligent, if not on the level with humans, and the book constantly emphasizes the point that both are creatures who rely on their sense of smell as humans rely on sight, particularly right. Copper.
Right on. Yeah, I mean, some of the newer Disney stuff is like, I mean, it's fairly original, you know, like Lilo and Stitch and stuff like that, but a lot of them, even if they appear like totally different, like The Emperor's New Groove is The Emperor's New Clothes, just with a whole nother backstory. And like Mulan is actually based off a real person. And Aladdin is, you know, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves.
Pocahontas.
And Pocahontas is, you know, white people fucking up the America. And I don't know. The other cool thing is that before Pan's Labyrinth, the previews of some of the movies coming out were, like, really cool. Because it's, like,
the number 23.
That,
I want to see that movie.
I didn't. That wasn't on mine. I saw the one where it was, like, it was during, like, the colonization of America, like the beginning, and this white guy, I think it was Thomas Jefferson, but they didn't say any names. It was like very vague. But this one white guy was talking about how slavery was wrong and all this stuff, and he was trying to defend all the black people because he had this black friend who used to be like a prince in Africa, and they came over and he became a slave, and all, you know, the main like court was like, oh no, you know, they're not people, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And this guy was trying to defend, and it looked like a really good movie. I mean, I want to see it when it comes out. I can't remember what it's called, but just the previews, like, I always love going to see previews of, like, you know, independent or rare movies, because you'll see previews for movies that you'll probably never even see come out in American theaters, you know, that mm-hmm. you'll just, you know, they'll come out on DVD or whenever, and I just think that's cool, because then it's like you see more than just the American Hollywood, you know?
Well, number 23 has...
Jim Carrey, right?
Yeah, and it yeah. looks really good. He's actually playing a serious character.
Dude, I love the Truman Show. So after that, I was like, dude, I'll watch Jim Carrey do anything. If he can do that, you know what I mean?
I'll watch him masturbate.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah, he's cute. I bet he's got a big dick, too.
Wait, you watched him masturbate?
Yeah.
When?
When he was over at my house the other day.
Oh, shit. You are a famous podcast star. Damn! I know, right? I need to move over there and hop in some of that lighter action.
Uh-oh. I'm so, you know... Dirty bae.
Booty call!
Believe me, I haven't had a booty call in about a month now since, like, what, December 13th?
But the last day you were here.
Well, that December was a necessity. 18th. That wasn't a booty call. It was you're going to do it or die.
Oh my goodness! I don't recall any of this.
I know you were asleep.
Oh shit!
So Lala should be happy that we're talking about gay sex now, huh?
Uh huh.
I want to talk about my dog and how he almost died and caused like accidents.
Tell me.
It was the worst day ever. Picture it. Last Sunday. Oh, you wouldn't get that from the Golden Girls. Anyway.
Yeah, I would. Picture this. Sicily, 1928.
Uh-oh. Damn.
Are you crazy? I am gay.
You are gay.
After all. Who doesn't like the Golden Girls? Come on now. And I'm from Miami. Hello. I know it is. I know it wasn't recorded there, but it's the whole set in Miami. Everybody watched Golden Girls in Miami.
I'm closer to where the house is, actually.
Yeah.
Because it's at Disney. Or MGM. But, so I go to take my dog over to Kevin's, and of course Kevin didn't bring me the leash that weekend, so every time that I took him outside, I had to make sure there were, like, no dogs around or anything, because he runs from me.
Because he's, like, a little fucking munchkin dog?
Right.
Right.
So Kevin lives on a main street, and I went to take Finbar out of the car, and my hand slipped off his collar.
Slipped it.
Is that what I said? Slipped it off the collar? Yeah. Anyway.
He
ran right in the road, and I screamed, like, at the top of my lungs. And Herb almost started crying right there.
Like, scream, like, Finbar! Or, like, ah! Or, like,
no,
what?
Like, I screamed, like, Finbar, get the fuck over here! You know, but a little bit louder like that. But right. Anyway, so the car's going, you know. So he gets on the other side of the road, and then I'm like, Finbar! Well, then he decides he's going to cross back over because I'm yelling at him.
Right.
So then I hear, and then I swear to God, the car came so close to hitting him, and I would have had to kill myself that day if I would have seen that.
Not before I come see you.
Because, like, when I was, like, 8 or 9 years old, when I was waiting at the bus stop, my cat got ran over by an 18-wheeler in front of me. And I will never forget that, because I did not go to school for a whole week.
Damn, that was a good excuse.
Yeah, and I also remember this. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show before, but I think I was in third grade, and my teacher, Miss Hodge, loved the color green, and I think she was a big old carpet muncher.
Wait, what does that mean?
You're kidding me, right?
No, I don't know.
That means she was a lesbian, baby.
Oh.
You know, carpet licker, carpet muncher.
No,
I know,
but but I don't watch South Park. That's why. The only South Park I saw was the movie and the J-Lo episode and the Michael Jackson episode. That was it. I don't think it's that funny. That's just me. Anyway, keep going.
Taco-flavored kisses.
That shit was so funny. I'm not Cuban, I'm Puerto Rican! That shit was really funny.
So that's the near-death experience for Finbar and myself, because I don't know if I could have been able to handle myself.
Aww.
I would have needed some extra loving.
Well, okay. I'm done with pets, pretty much. I mean, apparently, you know.
No, you're not.
Of course, if I move to Florida and end up living with our other co-host, Ricky.
Oh, that's breaking news, actually, because we haven't discussed that.
Yeah, I might be moving pretty soon. I'm still got a couple of things to figure out, but So
he
if
wants
I move,
to figure out if I'm a killer or not.
A killer. A taco flavored killer.
A taco flavored killer that likes to give taco flavored kisses before he kills you with his taco shell.
A Mexican bandito, man. I cut you in your sleep like burrito, man.
I slice you and dice you like jalapeno.
I roll you up like chalupa and rape your mother. I sell you for $1.99 at Taco Bell, man. You want to fuck with me, man?
We are so rude.
I know, right? I keep fucking it up, though. I'm like, I get my accents all mixed up because I can do, like, Mexican guys, I can do Arnold Schwarzenegger, I can do Chinese guys, I can do black guys, but, like, sometimes they kind of mesh. So sometimes my Mexican will be, like, you know, I don't know, it'll be all Arnoldish, you know, like, get down.
Can you do a Let's see.
A Chinxican? I'm just joking.
Can you do, let's see, Mexican Chewbacca?
Oh, was shit. Wow. Well, he doesn't talk.
Exactly. Like, he does the same sound, no matter if he's Chinese, Japanese, or...
Well, no, Mexican. I can make it. I could do it. He could be like, you know, Hey, baby, you fine looking, baby. I want to get you in the bed like... I don't want to work you all night like fucking burrito, man. I want to pop you like a 40 inch beach.
Oh my god.
All night long, like.
We're going to be killed.
My friend was so fucking good at Kermit the Frog. We had this thing, I don't know if they do it in every city, but we had this thing called Dex, like DEX here. It's like the phone, it's like Yellow Pages, and it's by this company called Quest. I don't know if they have that everywhere, like Quest.
Quest.
Yeah, they used to be like US West, and their phone company, you know, and they have this thing called Questex, and it's basically just like Yellow Pages, but it's replaced like the general Yellow Pages, so I can't really do Kermit, because when I do Kermit, it comes out like Yoda or something, but my friend was like, he just came off the top of his head, it was so fucking funny, we were driving around, and he was like, he saw a thing in Questex, and he was like, He's like, come on, baby, let's have froggy sex. I'll look you up in Questex. I don't know, it was like retarded, but I love accents and voices. I think people can do them on the fly, like, you know, just make up stuff or genius. I always wanted to be a voice actor.
I only have one accent.
Your southern accent.
My southern accent.
A southern accent.
And the only reason I have it is because I grew up in Virginia.
I was born with it.
I was born with the Virginia accent and a dick up my ass.
Wow, you really are Christian. Oh, shit.
So, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I could talk more about your mother, man, and how much I want to do her. Like, I see, I fuck it up.
My mom's
some words,
dead.
It's like...
My mom's yeah, dead.
So, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that sad? You're talking about doing her. She's dead.
Did she get killed by Mexicans?
Yes, it was a sad thing. They stuffed jalapenos up her nose. And she was allergic.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to set you on fire,
bitch. I love my mommy, and I know that when she listens to the show, she's going to come to Florida and kick my ass with her redheaded bitch attitude.
Well, at least that'll get her there.
Oh.
No, you know what I mean? Like, that'll make her come visit, you know?
Right.
She hasn't visited you since you left.
She should be on the show.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Oh, my goodness. Just call her up and be like...
We should put your mom and my mom on the show.
Oh, shit. My mom can get pretty raunchy.
We should have her on the show, I think.
Yeah.
You think she'd do it?
Yeah, definitely. I think she'd be like, oh, that sounds fun.
Do you think if... She would talk about the things we talked about.
I don't know. Sure.
Do you think she'd talk about her man friends?
I hope. I think I got enough of her man friend talk when she was asking me what kind of condoms to buy.
Yeah.
are the ultra thin lubricated condoms good, Cedric?
You would have died if she said, "All of these are too small. Do they have magnums?"
Oh my god. It's like, look, if you have a magnum dick, don't wear condoms.
Oh.
And don't bother trying to fuck.
What are you supposed to do?
No, just don't even try, because you're going to hurt somebody. Unless, you know, get with some guy who likes fisting. That's about as far as I go.
Oh, shit.
Seriously, dude, who the fuck can take, like, some huge-ass cock like that? All our listeners, I can!
They're like, me! I'll show you!
Oh, my god.
They're like, I saw you on Bigger City. I know I can take all that.
Oh my goodness. I never want an ass that's like so big that when the wind blows by, it makes that sound like when you blow in a bottle. I never want an ass like that. Like, ooh, you know, no.
Never. Like a steamboat.
Like a steamboat Willie.
A Cleveland steamer.
Mm. Oh shit. All right, so episode 75. We are outski, unless you have any burning desires.
Or I have a burning desire, believe me.
Or burning STDs for that matter.
Oh, not so much. Except for that one time I got gonorrhea, but it wasn't on my dick, it was on my lips.
All right, I have to go to Mervin's to go.
I've never had gonorrhea, I'm serious.
Well, good.
I've never had any sexually transmitted disease.
Except for crabs.
But that's different, they're animals.
They're amenables?
They're animables.
Do they run into traffic and cause accidents too?
Hello, you can eat them. I had to wash my underwear in salt water for days to keep them alive. Okay, so I want to invite everyone to go to the website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
And the MySpace at myspace.com/foulmonkeys.
Which is supposed to be worked on, but haven't really noticed a big change lately.
I changed it. I'm waiting for some drawings from some fellow artists. And,
yeah, we were supposed to talk about... We'll talk about that on the next show.
Right on. Next time, bitches.
I also want to invite everyone to go to the website and actually click on the monk... What did I name it? The Foul Monkeys Jungle Frapper Map? Is that what I called it? Hold on, let me go.
I think so.
The Monkey Jungle Map. Well, what I did was I took the old one off because it wasn't working right because it was integrating my Frapper Map with Foul Monkeys. So what I did was I set up a new one. So all they have to do is go click on the link on the side of the page. Click there, and it's going to take you straight there, and I want you to sign the fuck up, because there's only, like, two people on there. And you signed up, Herb, and I don't think you realized it, so you need to go back.
Okay, well, I'll do it. Yeah, everybody go to the Frapper, then we can see where all our listeners are.
I know, wouldn't that be awesome?
There'll be 50 dots in Texas, and that's about it, but still, right? It's cool. It's cool, man. You know, it's funny, Monkey Jungle is actually an actual park in Miami. Like, it's like a zoo where they have like all these different kinds of monkeys and parrots and stuff. Well, they have Parrot Jungle too, but it's like a theme park, you know.
Is it a place for all the black children to go to? No, I'm just kidding. That's so rude. I'm just joking.
Honey,
I'm not a racist.
Honey, that's called prison.
Oh, they do have bars there, huh?
Oh, shit. So, bars, man, where you can go and get cut.
I want everybody to call our hotline to 206-984-FOUL, like Lala. She's like a sport. I love her.
Yeah, man.
She's like my new favorite straight girl.
She's like that VJ from MTV, dude.
I know. And she loves
Hey, everybody, this is Lala. I got that new song from Akon and Snoop Dogg. You know it's hot, nigga. You better listen to that shit before I smack your baby up. Ah! That's Lala. She goes, like, crazy, and it's like, I don't think I'm going to listen just because, you know, you just threatened me. She's like, you better listen to that Akon shit, bitch. I don't get paid for nothing. Yeah.
Right. Ooh, that kind of got Skypey there for a second.
Skypey?
Yeah, that makes that, like, computer noise, like,
yeah, it's too loud. Yeah.
So, okay, everybody. Well, I hope you guys have a great week. I think the next show is supposed to be me, Brandy, and my friend Charisse. We're just going to sit around and talk and get high off crack.
Krizak. Yeah, I have to work, so I might. You know, it'd be cool if I called up and left a voicemail, so you guys, I could kind of be on the show, but not really. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we could always call you on your break.
That's true.
But we're doing it. What time's your break? Or should we discuss that at a later time?
We should discuss that at a later date.
Because you don't want people stalking you. They're already trying to search you up and down on Bigger City.
Apparently.
Bigger Shitty. All right, see you later, bye. Or guys, that sounds night. Stupid.
Peace.
Later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.
You think girls really like anal, baby?
Sure.
You think? What do they get out of it?
Baby, it feels good, no matter what.
Well, they don't have a prostate.
Yeah, but baby, that's not the only... That's not the only part that makes us feel good.
Oh, it's not? Like,
no, baby, when I fuck you, it feels good because it's like stimulating the muscles in your ass, not necessarily just the prostate.
Oh, I wasn't aware.
Yeah. Plus, for them, it's like better because then they can't get pregnant, but the guy still gets to fuck. We need to talk about that shit.
That's so wrong.
No, it's so awesome. Let's talk about that.